Welcome to the Chronicle Headlines. I'm Aaron Guzman, and I'm joined by
Olivia Cohen, the editor-in-chief of the Chronicle.
How are you doing today, Olivia?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Absolutely.
For campus news this week, the provost's office told those who applied for tenure that no new appointments would be made until next fall. Senior Vice President and Provost Marcella David emailed faculty who had applied for tenure that because of the college's financial situation, decisions regarding tenure and promotion would be postponed and all other academic promotions until the next academic year. President and CEO Kwangwoo Kim has cited the review process over his recommendation that the college has met the criteria for adverse circumstances, allowing the college to curb the financial deficit. These decisions disrupt the trajectory of tenure-track professors who earn a pay bump when promoted. The tenure process typically takes 6 years and an additional few months to prepare the application for promotion. The Faculty Senate has until April 10th to respond to the draft report. The Board of Trustees will then receive a final draft of his advisory report on May 2nd. And I'm joined by Olivia to learn more. So what can you tell me about the postponed tenure appointments and why they're being pushed back?
Yeah, so the college announced that tenure appointments for assistant faculty members has been pushed back until August, almost next academic year, mainly to do with curbing the college's current $38 million deficit.
And for the postponed tenure appointments, what does this mean for the full-time faculty at the college?
It can mean a lot of different things. Specifically for the tenure track faculty, which are full-time professors, it's a really devastating decision for a lot of them because it's a very long process to earn tenure. It takes several years. One of the people who I interviewed for that story said that it's something they had been dreaming of their entire academic life, being a professor. So it's been really hard for those professors.
So how does adverse circumstances relate to the financial deficit, and what are the adverse circumstances?
Yeah, so the adverse circumstance basically means that the college could potentially either cut programs, close programs, or merge them, and the colleges also might be laying off full-time faculty who have tenure, which is something that is not really heard of in higher education.
In related news, although the president shared recommended cuts to academic units in the draft advisory report, only a few details had been released about promised cost savings by the administration. The biggest proposed personnel cuts are to student affairs, business affairs, and the provost's office. The least proposed personnel cuts are to the legal office and strategic communication. No cuts are planned for the campus safety department. In a presidential forum from February, Dr. Kim said he would ask all vice presidential units to cut 30% from their budgets. He explained at a budget group meeting that this would be an exercise. Some units may not even be able to cut that much. These cuts also wouldn't affect just personnel. Offices and departments could also reduce other expenses to get to 30%. Specific personnel cuts could change as the president's report is finalized. Student financial services and admissions are both being targeted for substantial employee cuts. I'm joined by Olivia with more insight. Is there any info on proven cost saving in Dr. Kim's report?
Yeah, so a lot of the cost-saving measures are still kind of unknown as there's nothing final in the advisory report. We're still in the middle of that six-week feedback session with the Faculty Senate, so the administration does not have final decisions on what these cost-saving measures will be necessarily. There's ideas and proposals, but nothing concrete yet.
And who is being targeted for the proposed personnel cuts?
As of right now, a lot of the conversation is around staff members at the college, so not faculty who are professors, but staff. A lot of it, as of right now, is around more of the administrative side of the college, such as academic affairs, business affairs, and other units of the president's cabinet.
What concerns are being shared regarding the personnel cuts?
You know, I think there's just a lot of uncertainty around the college right now for students, faculty, staff, and the administration alike. A lot of people aren't sure what the next steps will be in terms of curbing the deficit and what the school will look like after. Unfortunately, it likely will include some people losing their jobs. So there is a lot of anxiety and just worry on campus right now about what the future holds for Columbia.
Well, thank you, Olivia, for being on the podcast.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's that's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at ColumbiaChronicle.com. Sign up for our newsletter at ColumbiaChronicle.com/newsletter. And check out this week's episode of Chronicle Conversations, about things that students dare to try. I'm Aaron Guzman. Thanks for listening.